Hello.
Oh, hi, I'm returning a call from this number. This is Rodney from Family First.
Oh, hi, Rodney. Yeah, you had called me. It's Dawn Steinke.
Oh, don't. Yeah, I was just giving you a call because there's something going on regarding the services of Mr. Michael McElroy, Sean. Right now, I mean, you know, there were like three of you, Don Harmon,
Right.
Nicholas, and yourself. But right now, Don Harmon is not able to continue working anymore because of a personal situation
Her
going on.
dad. Yeah, she called me and told me about her dad.
So you might imagine how the things are being picture right now, like everything. And we don't, as per the last time that I had a communication with you guys, I advised also Mr. Sean and his service coordinator that we don't have aides in your area at the moment. Okay, so I was just checking to see if, I mean, I don't know what could work best for you guys. The only rule that we could put you guys on is like at least there should be like only 16 hours worked a day, because that's the maximum that we can pay you guys. Nicholas told me that he's most likely unable to move himself to do more because he has his mother, but I was also like checking on you to see what could be done, okay? And like to try to figure out a schedule from your side.
What I can do is I can, do the 16 hours a day, like the 3:30 in the afternoon till 6 in the morning. Okay? I can
Okay.
continue to do that. And then Saturdays I'm there. Well, I would have to do Dawn's Friday night to figure it out how many. I think I would stay there till 10 or 12, and then they clock me out and then clock me back in at 4, something like that, to do the 16 hours. So I can do that over the weekend, and those extra hours that are in between, because I'm there during the day on Saturday and Sunday, because Nick can't do Saturday and Sunday because he's with his mom. I'm in the process of calling one of my friends that I know is an excellent, excellent caregiver, and I'm waiting to hear back from her to see if she can do any of the hours.
Yeah, okay. Because Nicholas, I mean,
Okay.
there's also a bad news that Nicholas told me that around March he's gonna be getting another
Yeah.
job.
Yep. I told her that in the text too. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. She's working right now.
Okay,
We'll see what she can do.
so I was in conversations here with Sean and stuff. Nicholas still hasn't defined how, I mean, quite how he is going to, because he said I could do two more hours in case, but he hasn't even placed like where he's putting them at. We still at least have a little time until, and at least I guess that until Thursday we could define something, because Don Harmon's absence is like kicking in from Friday and stuff. So my advice to you, maybe, I mean, by our administrator over here, is like if you're gonna do those hours and like stay more, for example, there's like the shift that was usually done on Fridays.
And Sundays.
For example, Fridays, just to start with that, you could do the 3:30 until midnight, okay? Until midnight. It's just a way to put it first.
And then
Then
clock in at 4 o'clock.
on
Because that's
Saturday
usually
morning,
Saturday.
then on Saturday morning for you to have at least a gap to sleep and like rest like every worker, you could start from 8 p.m. until midnight, if that's okay with you. And also on Sunday, do the same.
What Saturday night, because I'm there from 6 in the morning till 8 at night, then clock out at 8.
Yeah, what I'm suggesting would be like, for example, if we go back to Saturday, you know that you take over from 3:30, and then you stay until midnight. Okay? If you stay until midnight, that will be 8 hours and a half compared to the 4 and a half that you used to do. Okay? So Friday, 3:30 until midnight. Then you will be taking over on Saturday, doing a shift from 8 a.m. So you have like the gap of hours, like your resting time between midnight until 8 a.m.
Okay.
And so 8 till midnight, there you have your 16 hours work on Saturday. And then you do that back again on Sunday, like 8 a.m. to midnight. Okay?
Okay.
And then on Monday morning, Nicholas takes over since 6 a.m. and we go over again.
Okay.
That All could right. be like an option by now that we, you know, we know we're not as staffed as we could.
Right. Yeah, because I'm going to have to stay here with him either way, whether I get paid or not, because he's got to have somebody here until he has.
No, I get it. I get it. The thing is, like, normally, I mean, like, we're done with, I mean, I'm sorry to put it in this words, but, like, and I really, you really must excuse me or apologize beforehand. If we put it, like, in very honest words, like, I mean, we're not, like, in an age of slavery or something. You need to sleep, you know? You need to rest and at least have your meals and stuff. There's work to do, I know. Patient has his needs, I know, but you're a worker.
Yeah.
And you should put yourself, like, first in that, those terms you say, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so...
I've been doing 40 years, so I know how to... Like,
yeah, yeah. So, but at least you should. But
standing up.
Yeah, at least you should have your resting time. I mean, there's a lot to do for him, but at least you should have your resting time, and like not to overpass ourselves with some overwork and stuff. Okay, because imagine what happens if somehow you get just sick, and
okay.
he will be only making less of stuff. And also, what will you do? Like with yourself and personal things you gotta do. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if I get sick, then I'm going to go into a nursing home for a while.
You know what I mean. So in this case, I guess that by now we have it handled on what it is. But I need to give you another update, okay? Because as per the latest, I mean, it has been like a while, like since we have been left only with. Dawn, it was actually since November. November we started with the struggle of only the three of you, like trying to do as much as you guys could. Or, the thing is, like, I had a word with our administrator. He was, like, looking into the case to see what would be done, and, like, he proposed, like, this type of option to you guys. The thing is, like, as you are doing more hours, because of, I mean, I know that you're trying to cover up, we cannot keep you with the same pay rate because you're getting, like, a lot of more hours, like, along with your overtime, you know? So, as if you're going to do and take this change, we are going to need to put you down to 13.50 per hour, okay? I know, like, it sounds, but...
Yeah, then you get somebody else for the weekends because I don't want to lower my pay, the hours I have.
I know.
So then, until you get somebody, but I can't do this permanently for all these hours. If you can get somebody else in there, that's what I'm trying to do. I can share 12 and 12 hours with people if they can do that.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it, I get it. Regularly,
no,
before that, before the whole change thing, do you remember how many there used to be? I'm trying to pull out. Because I know that since December, you started, like, trying to cover up because of the lack of personal.
Yeah, yeah.
How many hours do you used to do before that, remember?
80-some, 90, almost, yeah. I've always done a lot of hours, yeah.
Let's go back to November or something, okay, November.
Because it was like 12 and 12 I did, and then...
We used to keep you for
Vivian, because Vivian, that was scary.
37 and a half. Yeah, 37 and a half we used to keep.
When Vivian was in there, yeah.
Yeah, when we used to have a like more people. So then suddenly we started doing a round.
I have 50, two people that I can call.
59 in a house. Mm-hmm. Maybe 60.
Don't lower my pay. I'll cover the best I can until you get somebody in here. But I will call. Her name is Caitlin. And then I have another woman who I actually met at Walmart. And she said, we got talking, and she's like a, she says she's been doing caregiving. She's an older woman, too, like me, in her 60s. And she's looking for extra work. So I'll send her your way. And then this way, if you can get both Caitlin and this other woman in, we can all share those hours for now and then in, you know, for March when Nick's not there anymore.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah. For that, I've seen around 86. Oh, wait, I was wrong, like 86 and something. It used to be like 80 to 90. I see it. Okay,
so I did a lot of hours all the time. I was always doing at least 12 hours a day.
Yeah, and latest, you've been doing like almost 100.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm going to console this. I mean, I should not, like, probably start, like, insinuating stuff or something, but, like, I don't know. I mean, mostly it's a decision of Mr. Sean or something if he wants to do what he wants to do regarding his services and stuff. But, like, you know, I'm just put it like this. If the agency cannot provide enough staffing that is needed in the area, there should be, the patient should be, like, looking for his options. I'm not saying insinuating something else because, you know, like, I got to take care of the job I have.
I said, if they can't find, you know, people to come in, you may have to go to a nursing home.
Exactly. But, like, for example, something I'm not talking about insurance companies or anything, okay? But, like, if the insurance company doesn't provide you the help, I mean, the amount of help that you need, you should probably consider on switching your insurance company. And I am not talking about the insurance company.
Right.
Okay, so, like, it's something, like, to have in mind, just in case, because I know that's going to be a struggle now with this change and stuff, so we got to see what we can do, okay? So I guess that we have maybe and most likely until Thursday to define a bit more of the situation going on.
Okay.
And we'll get ourselves catch up. By now that, I mean, as you will not be taking the change of the weekends, I guess that you will be just staying from, I guess, it's Friday, 3:30 until midnight, right? Right now, that could be confirmed, right?
Right now, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we need the help regarding the weekends entirely. Okay, I got you. All right, so let's do it like that. I'll advise our administrator that, I mean, the change of rate might not be necessary because you're going to leave out the weekends off, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Dunn. We'll give ourselves posters, okay?
All right, honey. Thank you.
All right.
And I'll call those girls, and I'll have them call you directly or have them call Sarah.
Exactly. Or if you advise them to text my line, hey, I'm interested in working for Sean or Don Sinky recommended me, something like that, and I'll catch it up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rodney. You have
You're
a good one.
You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.